AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. There are reports of some progress between the U.S. and Iran. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Mediators are moving closer to extending the ceasefire between the United States and Iran and restarting negotiations to salvage the fragile truce before it expires next week. The U.S. blockade on Iranian ports and renewed Iranian threats have imperiled the week-old agreement, but regional officials say they are making progress and says that the United States and Iran have an in-principle agreement to extend it to allow for more diplomacy. Whether the ceasefire would hold is unclear as the U.S. presses ahead with its blockade. Iranian state media is reporting that the commander of Iran's Joint Military Command has warned that Iran would completely block exports and imports across the Persian Gulf region, the Sea of Oman, and the Red Sea if the United States does not lift its blockade on Iranian ports. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In an interview Sunday with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News, President Trump had said fuel prices could be the same or maybe a little bit higher by the November congressional elections. But in a separate interview with Bartiromo that aired today, Trump claimed he'd been misquoted. He said he's happy with oil costing about $92 per barrel, adding that oil prices will drop very big after he ends the Iran war. Later in the interview, he predicted that gas prices, now averaging slightly above $4 a gallon, will be much lower by the elections. NFL reporter Diana Russini has resigned from The Athletic less than a week after being photographed with New England Patriots coach Mike Vrabel at an Arizona resort. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Tax procrastinators, this is how to seek an extension and some other tips for today.
It's officially tax day, April 15th, and if you have not filed yet, you have options. One, get it done by midnight and submit it. Forms are available at irs.gov and on your state's official website. With the rise of e-filing, post offices may not be open late today the way they used to be on tax day. Two, get to an accountant. Many offices are open late today. Three, file for an extension, which will give you until October 15th. But remember, if you owe money, you need to estimate how much and pay it today to the IRS and the state. Otherwise, there will be penalties and interest. I'm Julie Walker.
Sudan is entering a fourth year of war that's being called an abandoned crisis. The fighting has forced 13 million people to flee their homes. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.